Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Well, God is calling us into a deeper relationship with Him because He wants to do great things in our life. And greatness does not come from man. Greatness comes from God. And so no matter who you are today, God wants to do great things in your life in 2025. And so today I want to talk about hope in God. You know, in January, some of us have maybe been fasting and praying. Our church, we have a church of about 1,000 people. We are fasting and praying for God, what God's going to do in this church. Our pastor is sharing the vision with us of what he believed God wants to do in the church during 2025. And so we need to go into 2025 with expectancy of what God is going to do. There's a proverb in America that says, what you expect is what you get. So some people expect problems, so they get problems. Some people expect good things, so they receive good things. What are you expecting from God in 2025? And so January is a time of seeking God, trying to find out what He wants us to do in 2025. So hope or expectation, first of all, is built on God. And we look in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Romans 15, 13. And you can write these scriptures down and maybe look at them later. Romans 15, 13 says, now may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So he says, now may the God of hope. See, our hope, our expectation needs to be in God, based in God, not based on money, not based on what people have promised us, not based on things of the world. He is the God of hope. Hope comes from Him. He's the God of love. God, the Bible says, God is love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16. So, you know, God is the God of love. So love comes from God. All love comes from God. Our ability to love comes from God. And so, you know, other kinds of love are temporary, but God's love is eternal love. God can't help but love. His character and nature is love. God is a God of hope. God wants to produce an expectation in you. God expects great things in 2025. God is a God of great expectation. He expects good things from us. He expects good things for us. And so, you know, we need to, as we pray and fast in 2025, we need to seek God. God, what do you want to do in 2025? He is the God of hope. So our expectation needs to be based on Him and His will, what He wants from us. He says, now may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing. So you have this expectation of what God is going to do, then joy and peace come as you begin to believe God for it. See, expectation and faith don't produce discouragement. They produce joy and peace. See, I'm excited about what God's going to do in 2025. I have a spirit of expectation of what God is going to do in 25. I have peace about what God is going to do in 25. I'm not troubled and worried and anxious because my hope is in God. My hope is not in people. You know, some people, when they start thinking about the future, they get all worried about things. Worried that this problem may have, or they may have this problem, or these things are going on, so they're worrying about all these things happening. You know, no, that's not the God of hope. The God of hope produces joy and peace in believing, you know. And so when your hope is based in God, you're going to walk in joy and peace. Love, joy, and peace are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is in you, you walk in love for people, you walk in joy, and walk in peace. Why? Because you're walking with God. You know, our life is in God. Our life is walking with God. And when you walk with God, God's there to empower you. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In other words, when you take a yoke, two oxen are hooked to a yoke, and the two oxen pull together. As long as they pull together, they provide a lot of strength to plow the field. Well, when you're yoked with Jesus Christ, Jesus has all power. It's not you pulling the load. It's you walking with Jesus. If you walk your own way, then you're not yoked with Jesus. You're doing your own thing. If you're yoked with somebody else, you're under that person's authority. No, you need to be yoked with Jesus Christ. Now may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may what? Abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So you have this hope in you, and you have joy and peace because of that hope. But that hope grows by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I shared my voice of hope last week from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Peter says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." It says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you." 2025 is a year of God's grace, God's favor. In fact, it's a year of multiplied grace and favor, because in the Hebrew language, the number 5 stands for grace or favor. So this is 2025. 5 times 5 equals 25. So 2025 is a year of God's multiplied grace and favor. So I have great expectations of what God's going to do, because God has spoken a word to me that 2025 is a year of God's multiplied grace and favor. And so that hope comes from God. It produces joy and peace as we believe in God. And then we abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes that hope grow. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, it says, "Eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Holy Spirit." So it says there, eye hasn't seen or ear heard, and it hasn't even entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. See, God has prepared great things for us. We serve a great God, and he's prepared good and great things for us. It's not just money and riches. It's his will. We need to walk in God's will. God's will is a good will. God's will is a perfect will. He wants to do great things in us, things we can't even imagine, for those who love him, who've given their lives to him. See, it's not that we love things and we love the stuff of the world. No, we love Jesus. We're falling in love with Jesus. As you fall in love with Jesus, then you begin to experience his blessing and his favor upon your life. You don't love him to get favor. You love him because he gave his life for you. He saved you from your sin, made you his child. And so now you walk, and now you have the Holy Spirit living in you to give you his wisdom. See, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. See, he called the Holy Spirit the helper. He will guide us into all truth. He'll teach us all things. He'll make us remember things. So the Holy Spirit lives in us to reveal the Word of God, to reveal the will of God for our life, to reveal what God has for us. Can't even imagine what God has for us, but God's revealed them to us by his Holy Spirit. So as I fast and pray in January, I am seeking the will of God. God, what do you want to do in 2025? God, what do you want to accomplish in 2025? Lord, I'm seeking your will, your desires. I want to do what you want to do in 2025. You see, because when you're yoked with Jesus, then the load is easy and the burden is light. When you try to do it yourself, it's a very heavy burden. But you have to let Jesus guide you. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. So we need to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide. It's not just what we desire. It's what God wants for us. It's what God wants to do in 2025, in your life and in your family and in your church. And you need to begin to believe God for what he wants to do in your life. He wants to reveal it to us by his Holy Spirit. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 14, Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14. You can read these, write these scriptures down. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 14. It says, "For I know the thoughts or plans that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope." So God has good thoughts, good plans toward us, plans of peace and to give us a future and a hope. It says, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I'll be found of you, says the Lord, and I'll bring you back from your captivity." So God says to Jeremiah, "I have good plans for you, plans of that will bring you future, to give you a future and a hope." And so, and then it says, "Then you will call upon me." When we will call upon him? When we understand the future and hope that God has for us. God promised Jeremiah, "I have thoughts of peace here, not of evil." God doesn't plan evil things. He plans good things for us. He wants to give us a hope and a future. And when we really believe that, we'll call upon him and pray for him and listen in faith. And he says, "And I will listen to you. And if you seek me and find, you'll search for me, you'll find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And I'll be found of you, says the Lord, and I'll bring you from your place of captivity." You know, so maybe you find yourself in a very hard place. Maybe 2024 was a very hard year for you. Maybe right now you're struggling with some things. You feel like you're a captive to some problems, and there are some things in your life that are difficult right now. But I want you to understand that God is the God of hope. God has things, good things for you. God has good plans for you, and he wants to bring you out of your captivity or the problem that you're in. So don't focus on your problem. Don't see your problem as impossible for God to do. No eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Holy Spirit. So God has good things for us. God wants to reveal those things to us by his Holy Spirit. He wants to speak to you as you search for him, as you seek for him to do his will and desire to do what he wants in your life. It's not, you know, fasting is not trying to force God to do what you want to do. Fasting is seeking God and seeking the will of God as what he wants to do in your life. Because his plans are much bigger than yours. His ideas are much better than your ideas. And he'll give you ideas. You know, I'm excited because God has been showing me some things that he wants to do in 2025 in my life and ministry. Things are some of the things are impossible for me, but they're possible for God. And so I'm entering 2025, even though I have some challenges, I'm entering 2025 with hope and expectation of what God is going to do. So hope is built on God, and hope is rooted in the will of God. You know, a plant has roots, and for that plant to grow, it has to have strong roots. And so our roots are in the will of God. Our roots are not in our will or other people's desire, but our roots are in the will of God. God, what do you want? Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor then the things that God has prepared for those who love. But God reveals them. He reveals his will to us. He reveals his hope and future to us. He reveals his plans to us. So hope is built on God. Hope is rooted in the will of God. The third thing I want to look at, hope is the seed of faith. Hope is a seed of faith, is the third point. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is built upon hope. Hope is what brings faith. Hope is the seed that produces faith in our life. You know, I could compare hope to starting a fire. You know, when you start a fire, you start a very small, you take maybe some paper or something very small, and you light that first, and then you add that to the wood. If you try to light the fire right to the wood probably won't start burning. But you light the fire to a small thing like paper or something that burns easily, and it lights the fire on the bigger wood or the charcoal. And so hope is the little fire that builds a bigger fire. Hope is the expectation that we have in God, the eager expectation. Hope is not just kind of wishing something would happen. No, hope is built upon God. It's built upon the expectation of God. It's built upon the will of God for our lives. And then when we understand God's will, we begin to move forward in faith to accomplish God's will. I look at hope like you're expecting to go on a safari to Nairobi. And so you plan to make the trip. And part of your planning is you need to book a seat on a bus. You know, when I was living in Kenya, I used to ride a Kumba bus. You know, that was a long time ago. And I used to ride the bus all the way from Bungoma to Mombasa. And I had the plan for the trip. I went to the bus stop or bus station, a Kumba bus, and I paid for my seat on the bus. And then on the day that I was expecting to go to Mombasa, I went to the Kumba bus station expecting to get on the bus. And so I had planned for it, I had paid for it, I expected to get on the bus. I had an expectation the bus was going to be there for me to go to Mombasa because I was doing Bible school in Mombasa. And so I went with expectation. Then when I got there, the bus was there. And I got on the bus, and by faith, I rode the bus to Mombasa. Now, it required great faith to ride that bus to Mombasa because that bus went very fast. You know, it could hit a donkey or some animal in the road or somebody in the road. You know, we would travel all night from Bungoma to Mombasa. In the middle of the night, that bus is traveling. And I would just get partway, halfway back in the bus, and I would try to go to sleep and not pay attention. And I had to have faith that the driver could drive that bus and not kill us, and we'd arrive in Mombasa okay. So the whole journey required planning, expectation, and faith. And life is that way. Life requires expectation, right? Life requires planning, and life requires faith. So as I go into my new year, I'm expecting God has put some things on my heart that I'm praying about, that I'm expecting from God. It's not my ideas, it's ideas that God has given me. It's things, desires that God has given me because my hope is rooted in God. My hope is rooted in the will of God. And so now I'm beginning to plan. God, how do you want me to do this? I'm planning to do some things in 2025. I'm on a journey in 2025. I make plans. It just doesn't happen by accident. God wants to show me how to do it. He gives me an expectation for it. Then he shows me how to do it and what I should do. And I walk by faith in what God wants me to do. But it all is a progress that God wants to do in 2025 to accomplish his will for you. But God told Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. See, God has good things for us. I am looking forward to expectation. Do I have everything organized? No, I have to go in faith. But I make plans right now for my trip in 2025. And my trip is paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross, and he rose from the dead. He conquered death and hell and the grave, and he provided a way of victory for me. My journey that God has for me has been paid for by Jesus Christ. I just need to, in faith and expectation, book the trip. I need to trust God. I need to trust in the power of God. I need to trust in God's provision and ability to accomplish what he has promised to do in my life. I serve a great God who has great things in store for me, not because I'm an American, but because I'm a child of Almighty God. God reveals his will and his plan to me, and he calls me to walk in his will and plan. God wants to reveal something to you in 2025. God wants to birth something in you in 2025. You know, when a woman becomes pregnant, She gets bigger and bigger with that pregnancy. It takes 9 months for that baby to develop in her womb. And she's expecting that child to come forth. She knows it's going to come forth. She can feel that child growing in her womb. And she plans for the birth of that child because she's expecting it. And then by faith, she pushes to receive that child of promise, that child that she's expecting. You know, in January, God plants a seed in us. A seed of expectation, a seed of hope. We become pregnant with a vision or a burden that God has given to us of what He wants to do in 2025. And that as we walk with God, that burden grows. Our pregnancy grows in God because we are expecting this thing from God. It grows in us. You know, I know something is from God because it grows in me. See, if you have a hope in God, that's birthed by the Holy Spirit, it's not going to go away after some weeks. You know, sometimes people get excited about something. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But then you talk to them a month later and they've forgotten all about it. That's not God. See, because what God births in you, what God births in you or puts in you by the Holy Spirit does not go away. It grows in you. The expectation grows in you. The faith grows in you. Hope is the seed of expectation. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and he is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him. See, when we have this expectation, we diligently seek who? We seek God because God is the one who gives the expectation. God is the one who gives the hope. God is the one who comes by, gives the faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as you grow in the word of God, faith grows in you. Because faith comes by what? By hearing. By hearing what? By hearing God. And your ability to hear God comes from spending time in the Word of God. So God wants to ignite something in you. God wants to do something in you in 2025. And you have to have faith. And you have to believe God for it. And you have to keep believing God for it. You know, I love the story of Peter walking on water. You know, they were in the middle of a storm, a big storm. Water was coming in the boat, and Jesus was praying for them. Then Jesus came walking on the water, and Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. And he said, Jesus, can I come to you? See, he's seeking the will of Jesus. He's not just jumping out of the boat because he sees Jesus. He's seeking the will of Jesus. Jesus, can I come to you? He has an expectation or desire to come to Jesus. It's in the middle of a storm, but he has this expectation. And as a result of that, Jesus says, yeah, come on. So by faith, he steps out of the boat on the water. And as long as he walks in faith, he is walking toward Jesus Christ. His expectation is not to be important. His expectation isn't in greatness. His expectation is Jesus Christ. His focus is on Jesus Christ. His faith is in Jesus Christ. So Peter did the impossible. He walked on water. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Holy Spirit. He wants to reveal something to you today. He wants to put a fire of expectation and hope in your life for what he wants to do in your life today. He wants to birth something in you today for 2025. And it doesn't go away. It grows and grows. As you pray and seek God, the vision grows. When it starts, it may be a very small little thing in you. It may just be a small little idea. You have no idea how it's going to work, but you begin to develop that idea. That idea grows in you. That desire grows in you. And you begin to step out in faith and do things that are impossible for you to do. Because faith, when we walk with God, God calls to do things that are impossible for us to do. And the last thing I want to talk about is that hope is based on our relationship with God. Hope is based on our relationship with God. So we saw, first of all, hope is built on God. Secondly, we saw hope is rooted in the will of God. Third, we saw hope is a seed of faith. And the fourth thing we see is hope is based on our relationship with God. In Romans 5:5, it says, "Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us." So hope is birthed out of a relationship with God. See, Peter, what caused Peter to hope to walk on water, expect to walk on water, and actually step out in faith is his love for Jesus Christ. See, Peter wasn't trying to make himself important to the other disciples. He loved Jesus. When he saw Jesus coming, walking on the water, because of his love for Jesus, he said, "Jesus, can I come to you? I want to come to you, Jesus." And so his hope and faith and expectation was birthed out of a love relationship for Jesus Christ. See, our expectation and hope is not for greatness. It's not a big position. It's not a lot of money. And all God wants to give us all those things. But our hope and expectation is based out of our love relationship with God. The more you love God, the more you grow in your relationship with God through the Word and through spending time with God and walking with God, the greater the hope grows in you and the greater the faith grows in you, because it grows out of a relationship with Jesus Christ, a relationship with God by the Holy Spirit. And so it says, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And so if you want this whole journey of hope and expectation and faith and receiving from God is birthed out of a love relationship with God. It's not a love for position. It's not a love for money. It's not a love for power. It's not a love for the things of the world. It's not a love of importance. It's a love for Jesus. It's birthed out of a love for Jesus Christ. In Psalm 27:4, this is what David says. "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of his temple." One thing have I desired. David didn't desire a king to be a powerful king. He desired the Lord. David's greatness was his love for God. Our greatness is our love for Jesus Christ, that he is the most important person in our life. Lord God, I pray for every person listening to the voice of hope today, Lord God. Lord, I pray that they will fall in love with you, that you'll be the most important person in their life. You'll be the most important thing in their life. Like David, they will desire you more than anything else in life, Lord God. And out of that love relationship with you, Lord God, may you birth in them a hope and an expectation. May they begin to seek your will and seek your face for what you desire for them, what your purposes are for them, Lord God. And Lord, as they do, may faith begin to rise in her. May they begin to walk out in obedience what you have called them to do, Lord God. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for your great love for us. Lord, I just pray for every person in Kenya, listen to Voice of Hope by radio. Every person listen to Voice of Hope on my podcast, on my website, Lord God. Minister to them by the Holy Spirit today, Lord God. Lord, we love you and we thank you for your greatness and goodness toward us. And I just pray your blessing upon every person listen to Voice of Hope. In Jesus' name, amen. So you can always listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday on the radio in Kenya, or go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to my podcast and my messages. May God bless you. May you have a good week walking with the Lord.